Ricky, when you approach a new piece, how do you go about it? Do you tend to have a go-to plan or a process?
Honestly, no. No, not at all. It really is a bit of a hack job. Yeah. I will say, mixture of really rough sight reading, skipping to the bits I can play.
Yep.
Hashtag second movement. lots of head scratching. No, it's all kind of ends in usually tears.
Yeah.
Yeah, a bit of self-loathing.
Sprinkled in, yeah.
And then I just rinse and repeat. So, yeah.
Well, I'm hoping today we can maybe change that a little bit, give you some hope for the future.
Please.
Today, we're diving into some of these methods that will hopefully help you devise your practice plan, especially when approaching a new piece of music. We're going to touch on some general go-to techniques that will help ground you throughout the uncertainty of dealing with new repertoire. And as James Clear from the wonderful book Atomic Habits says, goals are good for setting a direction, but systems are best for making progress.
Nice. I really like that. Looking forward to learning more.
We do.
Looking forward to crying less. Let's jump into it.
Welcome to the Practice Project podcast from Encoder, the world's premier digital sheet music app. I'm Bethany.
And I'm Ricky. Hello, listeners, and welcome to episode 13.
Today, in the first installment of a double bill, we're looking at some of the piano practice techniques covered in Chuan Chang's book, Fundamentals of Piano Practice, published in 2007.
Chang was born in Taiwan, but lived in Japan from the age of 6 until he was 20. And it was in Japan that he started learning the piano.
Chang then moved to the US to study and started a family. His book originated from observing the methods used by Mademoiselle Yvonne Combe, who taught Chang's two daughters to play the piano.
While writing the book, Chang realized that the theory and methodology of piano teaching had never been properly documented or analyzed. So his book is an attempt to fill that void.
Chang's writing provides us with a range of key techniques that can take your music practice to the next level. In this episode, we'll explore 6 different techniques and explain how you can integrate them into your practice sessions for maximum benefit.
And in the next episode, we'll cover another group of practice techniques from Chang's book that you can hopefully put to good effect as well.
Our first technique is called Listen First. Chang felt that some might consider listening to a new piece before attempting to play it to be a form of cheating, because students might end up imitating rather than using their own creativity.
But Chang's view is that it's impossible to imitate someone else's playing because musicians' styles are so individual. He also feels listening is such a valuable tool for musicians so they can become familiar with the style and tone of the piece and build up an oral image of the music.
Those of you who tuned into episode 11 will remember that oral imaging is a key part of Steve Orr's music practice model and basically involves visualizing a piece before practicing it as a kind of internal sound check.
And Chang's listen first principle is essentially the same thing. It helps learners to develop an idea of the key musical features of the piece they're about to learn.
Most students will need an oral image of a new piece before they can learn to play it well. And the quality of that oral image will be vital as their practice progresses.
Also, Chang feels that listening to different interpretations of the piece exposes us to new ideas and possibilities for the music that we might not necessarily have considered before.
So the next time you prepare to play a new piece, take time to listen to different recordings and think carefully about the unique qualities that each one offers.
Our next technique is analyze structure. Before diving into learning a piece, Chang suggests analyzing its structure first. By counting bars and repeats, for example, you can break the piece down into manageable sections.
Understanding the structure of the piece allows you to estimate how much time it will take you to learn the piece. For example, if a 4-bar motif is repeated 15 times throughout a 120-bar piece, then mastering those 4 bars means you will already have conquered 50% of the piece.
So take a systematic approach and break down the structure of the music that you're working on. This will also help with memorizing the piece.
As we know from episode 2, Many musicians organize their memory of a new piece in terms of the overall structural qualities of the music.
And they then anchor different sections of the music in their structural memory using different performance cues that they associate with the music.
So Chang's approach of analyzing the structure of the music at the outset really is the ideal preparation for learning a new piece, whether you play the piano or any other instrument.
Moving on, technique number three from Chang is learn difficult sections first. It's no surprise that the more challenging sections of a new piece will need more time and attention.
By prioritizing these trickier parts, you avoid frustration down the line. And Chang encourages us to be strategic when planning by allocating dedicated time to these difficult passages, which usually will take longer to learn and so should be given the most practice time.
Chang is a big advocate for deliberately tackling the toughest parts of a piece head on. He feels that it'll make your overall performance more accurate and more fluent in the long run.
Before we move on to the next three techniques, let's take a quick break to hear from our colleague Mike.
Hi, I'm Mike Newman, Encoder's Institutional Partnerships Director. I hope you're enjoying this episode of the Practice Project podcast. You can make your practice even more effective with an Encoder subscription. You'll get access to over 110,000 titles from renowned publishers, advanced annotation tools, and much more. So, subscribe today and enhance your musical journey with Encoder.
So before the break, we were discussing the importance of prioritizing tricky sections when you're learning a new piece of music.
Closely linked to that idea is Chang's fourth technique, segment difficult passages. When faced with a challenging passage, it can sometimes be overwhelming to tackle it as a whole, which is where segmentation comes in.
Take a four-bar passage, for example, and break it down into one-bar segments. This approach reduces the difficulty and allows for focus, consistent repetition.
By mastering each segment individually, you can then build a strong foundation for the entire passage. So don't be afraid to break it down and conquer it one segment at a time.
Practicing short segments allows you to practice them dozens, even hundreds of times, in a matter of minutes, which Chang regards as the fastest way to teach your hands new motions.
We know that playing faster than your technique allows can be detrimental, but the shorter a segment you choose, the faster you can practice it without any ill effects, because it's so much easier to play.
So you can practice your segments, most of the time, at or beyond final speed, which is the ideal situation because it saves so much time.
Chang's fifth technique is practice hands separately. When dealing with difficult sections that you can't accurately play with two hands, he feels that practicing with each hand separately can be very beneficial.
By isolating the right hand, then the left hand, you can focus on specific challenges posed by each hand. This not only reduces physical fatigue, but encourages memorization and deeper level learning.
So, as part of your practice, allow yourself the opportunity to develop each hand's skills independently before bringing them together.
But remember, the objective is not to be dependent on single-handed practice. Use it only when necessary for trickier passages and slowly reduce its use as your technique improves.
Finally, let's explore the importance of continuity with technique number six. Include the start of the next section.
When practicing short sections, Chang explains it's crucial to include the beginning of the following section in your repetitions.
This helps maintain continuity and prevents blockages when transitioning between the different sections of music.
So by following this rule, once you've learned the two adjacent segments, you'll always be able to play them together.
And by including the start of the next section in your repetitions, you'll also develop a sense of musicality and understanding that enhances your overall performance.
To quickly recap the six different techniques we have covered today.
Number one, listen first. Familiarize yourself with a new piece first and also gain new perspectives by listening to multiple interpretations.
Number two, analyze structure. Break down the structure of a new piece to estimate learning time and understand the systematic flow of the music.
Number three, learn difficult sections first. Prioritize challenging parts of the music to avoid frustration and strengthen your overall performance.
Number four, Segment difficult passages. Divide complex passages into smaller segments for focused repetition and gradual mastery.
Number 5. Practice hands separately. Develop each hand skills individually to improve precision, reduce fatigue, and promote long-term memory.
And lastly, number 6. Include the start of the next section. Maintain continuity by incorporating the start of the following section in your repetitions, fostering musicality and seamless transitions.
Well, that wraps up our episode on the first group of valuable practice techniques taken from the fundamentals of piano practice, most of which can be applied more widely beyond the piano. So please do go ahead and give them a try.
Don't forget to join us next time as we learn about more invaluable practice techniques from Chuan Chang.
And if you found this episode helpful, please share it with your friends, colleagues, and fellow musicians.
Until next time, practice smart and stay healthy.